Shabbat shalom. A friend told me about her New Year's tradition. She goes to Barnes & Noble and obsesses over what kind of date book to buy for the new year. How much space will she need for each day? Should it show the whole week on a page or just a month? While on the surface, this ritual hardly seems significant enough to mention, it actually brings up an interesting point. How do we envision our year ahead? How do we prioritize our time? How do we experience time? Judaism is greatly concerned with how we spend our days, so much so that there is a day every week built in just to look back and reflect on this, Shabbat. And of course, we go through our most intense reflection and self-examination through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as we prepare ourselves to enter a new year. But did you know that Jewish tradition teaches us that we have four new years? Though we no longer celebrate them as such, in the Mishnah, we read about four new beginnings of the year. One, of course, is our religious new year of Rosh Hashanah. Another two are related to agricultural cycles. And the last one happens on Passover, tying the beginning of the year to the foundational event of our people's history, our redemption from slavery in Egypt. The system of different new start times in the year from which we begin counting anew makes sense. Each one brings yet another chance to look back and ask, how are we using our time? We urge ourselves to make sure our everyday is in alignment with our values. And if it is not, if we find that we are not living out our day-to-day in a way that matches up with our ideals, commitments, and goals, the beginning of a new year presents a great time to reassess and begin the work of making change. Having multiple beginnings in the year is not a foreign practice to us. We have new fiscal years in which we ask, how do we do in our financial goals? And new school years in which we assess our success with our studies. And then there are the more personal new years, birthdays, anniversaries, and so on. New cycles carry the potential for positive change. We commit ourselves to new goals and to making new choices with intention. 2019 is almost here. But we started 5,779 back in September with Rosh Hashanah just 4 months ago. We spent a lot of time and energy over that time on how we could be more mindful in our actions, how we could be more present in our lives, and how we could be more compassionate to others and to ourselves. We set up our goals for ourselves based on the lives that we imagined for ourselves. Has it turned out the way we expected? Were we successful in reaching our goals? Have we focused on being better within the expected routines? Or maybe the grind of daily living has prevented us from remembering what we meant to do or how we wanted to improve altogether. Or perhaps we have been faced with life circumstances over the last 4 months that we never could have imagined. Maybe we had been gearing up to make big changes in our careers or in our personal lives, only to find our intentions were compromised by unexpected burdens, responsibilities, illnesses, or even new opportunities that kept us from fulfilling our intentions of only 4 months back. Furthermore, no matter how well-meaning we were in making our high holiday resolutions, the clutter of everyday life has inevitably built up over the last 4 months. The constant hum of distractions pull our attention this way and that and can block us from being able to see that which is most valuable to us. One way to stay on track or adjust our course is through the practice of observing Shabbat. As an analogy, Can you imagine a self-driving car that only checks its location every once in a while? Surely that would lead to many problems. When to successfully navigate, such a car needs to update its position each second. For us, a once-a-year high holiday check-in is not likely enough to navigate towards our goals. Instead, the more frequent check-in of Shabbat helps us stay on track, and this is especially important when our lives take unexpected turns. And while a good map is essential, we know there is more. Just as the car would not steer successfully if its steering wheel was out of alignment, we too need to check in, make repairs, and stay the course. Our tradition urges us to build in habits into our daily routines and weave our values right into our lives so thoroughly that they in fact become instincts to us. Let's say we want to build a habit of expressing gratitude. There are many Jewish approaches to gratitude, but one readily accessible practice can be found by simply turning to our liturgy. Our first prayer each and every day upon awakening is one that thanks God for our souls. And then we continue to thank God for all the many things that happen every day, from waking, opening our eyes, and taking our first few steps. We express our gratitude for when our bodies function as they should and are reminded that we are fragile beings. Uttering these texts of gratitude over and over for days and weeks into months and years builds gratitude as a practice. It forms a habit. Recent research suggests that to build a habit takes on average 66 days, not the 21 we all thought. But the range is anywhere from 18 to 254 days. We need to be patient with ourselves. Smaller incremental steps are more manageable. What if we were to focus in on just one thing for which we are grateful for each day? And then, each Shabbat, reflect on how we're doing. Imagine what the next high holidays would be like. So 4 months ago was Rosh Hashanah, and now it's the secular New Year, and in 4 months from now, it'll be Passover. These are markers on our journey. They are reminders to examine and reassess and reconfirm our goals. This Shabbat, may we reflect on how we are spending our time. May we take the time of meditation to be more mindful of our day-to-day choices and actions so that we live our days in ways that reflect our deepest values. Shabbat Shalom.